my restless witches. I just wanted to pop by and let you know how very appreciative I am of all of the support you've given me through messages and comments. This past month has been a rough one for me, so hearing from all of you has been really, really encouraging. My mental health has been pretty poor, and so the next full episode will be a little delayed, but I didn't want to leave you completely empty-handed. So here's a little something in the meantime. It's December, the last month of the dumpster fire that is 2020. Usually, my Yule celebrations center around welcoming back the warmth and light of the sun and cozying in to enjoy the dark months. Maybe it's how strongly the arrangement of In the Bleak Midwinter hit me that I shared in the secret segment of last episode, or maybe it's just a deep desire for a fresh start. But this year, Yule feels like a funeral pyre. Like burning your dead after a long, arduous battle in a war that doesn't have an end in sight. So here are the full lyrics to this arrangement. This is from a really, really old website that is definitely no longer active, but the information is still there. It's an old Angel Fire website, which is definitely familiar to those of us from the early days of the internet. So, from an Angel Fire website, here's an adaptation of In the Bleak Midwinter, which is a carol written by Gustav Holst based on the poem by Christina Rossetti. And these adapted lyrics were written by Laura Deal Rader. In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind makes moan. Earth stands hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow has fallen, snow on snow, snow on snow. In the bleak midwinter, it is ever so. Darkness now surrounds us as the nights grow long. Yet we fill the nighttime with our hopeful song. Winter's cold won't reach us here, where we light our fire, as we burn the old year on its funeral pyre. Now the new year beckons, even in this night. Soon the days will lengthen and our hearts grow light. Hope will grow within us as we look ahead and see that spring awakens out of winter's bed. Light will follow darkness as the earth turns round. Sunlight follows moonlight, thawing frozen ground. So our lives renew with every dawning day, and with every new year, blue skies follow gray. I love this version of the carol because it doesn't necessitate that we feel exactly good in the moment of darkness. It's all about the coming days and the coming months, and knowing that the sun will return, even if it's not here right now. So for those of us that are struggling and feel like there is a lot of pressure around the holidays to feel good and to be enjoying yourself and having fun, and while that's amazing and I'm so happy for you if you are happy and enjoying yourself right now, that's fantastic, and it warms my heart that there are people celebrating. But for those of us for whom that's a little difficult right now, your spiritual celebration or honoring of the holiday doesn't have to be a joyful, happy one necessarily. During some holidays, it's just important to reflect and continue and have hope. So if that's where you're at right now, take some time to find some bit of the season that feels how you feel, that honors your feelings. Like this carol, it's not necessarily a happy one, but it is hopeful. This month, I'll be lighting a funeral pyre for this year. And regardless of how your season is going, I hope that your Yule fire brings you comfort, even if this year is a little short on joy. Thank you so much for listening and your patience while I work on getting back to feeling like myself again. I love you all. May you have a bright December, and stay curious, witches.